Visiting today with Kelly Payne, president of Oklahoma National Stockyards. Of course, everybody right now, we're hearing all kinds of things about producers, you know, having to sell off cattle. We've got the drought going on. So what are you hearing from your producers here in Oklahoma?
Well, we're all, it's obviously top of mind right now. It's the first thing we're seeing. It's, I mean, we can see it whether you're in an urban area or rural area. It's obviously very, very dry out there. The heat coming in as earlier than usual, these record-setting temps are really starting to take a toll and have taken a toll on forages. And gosh, I mean, not just people, but you know, livestock as well. It's just, it's a very dangerous situation that we're in, and folks are trying to get very creative in how we're going to move forward.
And we've heard of some instances in Texas where people are literally going into panic selling. Are we there yet?
I want to think that we're not. We obviously had an increase in numbers last week at Oklahoma National Stockyards, selling a little over 13,000 over 2 days. Some of that, though, we had had July 4th holiday in there, too, and conditions just continue to worsen. We did see an uptick in our cow numbers. Generally, that's a pretty good indicator that folks are getting really, really serious about it. They're looking at what forage they've got stockpiled, if any. Not being able to get hay right now is going to be a problem, or not being able to cut any hay, obviously. But folks are being a little more stringent about getting the open cows out of the herd, the older cows, and I think we're going to continue to see a little more aggressive culling, probably in relatively short order.
And I know, I think you mentioned like a couple of weeks ago, then we saw some really high numbers. Was that kind of related to this, or just because we kind of had some holiday situations and all that in the past?
So that was an interesting situation. We did have the holiday mixed in there, and a lot of the Monday and Tuesday sales were closed. But the market was really good going into that holiday. And so there was some optimism there. Hey, let's get these coal cows marketed a little more quickly. So they had that on their radar. And then, boy, Mother Nature just really dealt us this intense heat situation. And so that's obviously exacerbated it. It's kind of a rule of thumb. When you get that many cattle coming to town, that market's going to soften. Of course, we had a cattle on feed report come out. There's a lot of different factors, and I think it adds to the already challenging situation that we're in. Yeah, boy, things are going to have to, we're going to have to get really creative.
Well, and speaking of that, you know, we're in the middle of a flash drought. We don't really have, I haven't heard of any good rains happening. I've heard some kind of sporadic showers that people have seen, but how do you get creative?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, as a cattle producer myself, we had turned out quite a few stockers this year. We're probably going to end up selling 2 months earlier. We got really aggressive about rotating the pastures. Of course, we've lost a creek now. I mean, so everyone's situation is going to be a little bit different. Obviously, when you're looking at trends, and we've heard a lot of speakers and economists, especially in the last 2 weeks, talking about this, we've taken a lot of cows to market, a lot of cows going to go to processing, a lot of females, you know, heifer calves went to the feedlot. But this market could get really, 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 really good. And this is where my optimism wants to come out. But I think there's some opportunity on the horizon. Probably got to have some cash reserves, and you better have some stockpiled feed. But there's some opportunities. Maybe it's partnering with some neighbors, et cetera, to try and just keep your hand on it, because I think better days are certainly going to be ahead.
Well, and kind of looking back, some people are kind of comparing this to 2011 and 2012, when we saw really, really hot temperatures too. But I feel like the big difference there was $5 diesel is what we're dealing with now.
Oh, you add in the input costs that we've experienced in the last couple of years, and that's really quite a little perfect storm that we're going through. It's once again just trying to be positive. Some of the things just keeps coming to mind. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. I was visiting with a couple of guys. We were reminiscing about the last two droughts, and I said, "Gosh, it seems like it's a lot harder now." Not just because of all of the current conditions, and we had to finally joke that, gosh, we were also 10 years younger then. So you got to find something to laugh about to get through it all. But there's some really good producers. I'm very proud of the producers that we have in our trade area. I'm proud to be a cattle producer myself, and I think there's better days ahead if we can just hang on and take care of each other.
Well, and one thing, you guys have always been really great about that at the stockyards. I mean, you always come together, even during COVID when other, you know, businesses were having to shut down. You guys were able to stay open and keep your people together. So at least, you know, everybody's cheering for you.
Well, and we appreciate that, the support of of our trade area has been wonderful. We pride ourselves on having a really strong market. We've got excellent, the commission firms are excellent as far as sorting and taking care of the cattle. We've been running sprinklers nonstop. The buyers are great to work with, you know, getting trucks in and out as quickly as they can. A lot of that's happening overnight. So it's we're all in this deal together, and it won't last. But boy, we just got to keep plugging through and pray for rain.
And I did see the prices of gas and diesel go down, so that's another positive moment.
We will certainly take any relaxing of input cost with a smile. So
absolutely.
Looking forward to better days.
All right, thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.